This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 700 million people based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both the WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House after leaving the military hospital where he was in treatment for COVID-19. The White House itself has now become a coronavirus hotspot, as AP's Julie Walker reports.
Pandemic, White House custodians, ushers, kitchen staff, and members of the Secret Service have continued to show up for work in what is now a coronavirus hotspot, with more than a dozen known cases this week alone. Agents who spoke to the Associated Press expressed concern over the cavalier attitude the White House has taken when it comes to masks and distancing, but say there's little they can do. The White House says it's taking every precaution necessary to protect every staff member. Last night, Trump was seen inside the White House, mask off, surrounded by numerous people as he taped a video message urging Americans not to fear a virus that has killed more than 210,000 in the U.S. and 1 million worldwide. I'm Julie Walker.
Now, Trump's message alarmed infectious disease experts and suggested the president's own illness had not caused him to rethink his often cavalier attitude toward the disease, which has also infected the First Lady, several White House aides, including new cases that were revealed on Monday. For more on this story, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As President Donald Trump recovers from the coronavirus, Joe Biden is capitalizing on having the campaign trail largely to himself by hitting critical swing states and investing his time in longtime Republican bastions that he hopes might expand his path to victory. The Democratic presidential nominee made his second trip to Florida in a little over 2 weeks on Monday. His visit was designed to encroach upon some of President Trump's turf, even swinging through Little Havana, a typically conservative area known for its staunch opposition to the communist government that Fidel Castro installed in Cuba.
I was glad to see the president speaking and recording videos over the weekend. Now that he's busy tweeting campaign messages, I would ask him to do this. Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandates nationwide. Require a mask in every federal building and facility and interstate travel. Urge every governor and mayor to do the same. We know it saves lives.
Meanwhile, Desmond Meade is traveling around Florida in a coach bus. He's trying to make sure people who've paid their debt to society by serving time for felony convictions can still perform their civic duty to vote. In 2018, Floridians overwhelmingly approved a measure allowing most felons to vote after completing their sentences. But the coronavirus pandemic that has hampered registration drives and a disputed requirement that felons pay a series of costs before their rights are restored have turned the anticipated geyser of new voters in the largest swing state into a trickle.
Some of these communities which people are coming from, these communities that are where the majority of people are living below the poverty level, right? There's no real expectation of really collecting those fees because people have everyday life issues that they have to deal with.
Now, Mr. Meade is the president of the Florida Rights Restoration Coalition. He says the number of returning voters again registered is around 100,000. He hopes to add 40,000 more by the state's October 5th general election registration deadline. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo denounced China's exploitation, corruption, and coercion on Tuesday as he participated in a high-level forum of Asian leaders that Washington hopes will counter Beijing's growing influence. The meeting in Tokyo of the Quad grouping nations, the United States, Japan, India, and Australia, comes amid increasing regional frustration about China's lack of transparency. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.